Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. As Chris Morales, the great Chris Morales, mentioned there, game number 5 is tonight, Lakers versus Blazers. 4 o'clock is pregame, and 6 o'clock is tip. Lakers with the chance to close out Portland and advance to face either OKC or Houston. That series is tied at 2 apiece, and we're getting word now that Russell Westbrook, that game is coming up at 3:30 today, has been upgraded to likely? Is that what it is, John?
Yeah, but Mace, that's not the story.
Well, no, it's obviously not the story. I was just setting the stage.
Yeah, the stage may be empty. The Orlando Magic have left the court in the bubble. Milwaukee has not taken the court for a game that is supposed to start right now. Sham Sharania is reporting that the Bucks are adamant about sitting this out.
Wow.
And I'm the game's on NBA TV. I've got it on right now. Right now, it is the officials, the 3 referees and the alternates standing on the court by themselves.
Yep.
And this is all related to the shooting that happened over the weekend outside of Milwaukee in Kenosha, Wisconsin. And I didn't think about it, Mace. I knew how upset players are. We're going to start the show today talking about Doc Rivers, who I thought was very well spoken. But for Milwaukee, this is, George Hill said it yesterday, this is 30 minutes from where they play.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's right there.
And,
it's right there.
These people are very, very upset. There are a lot of basketball players questioning whether or not they're doing the right thing by playing. And it is obvious now for a game that is supposed to tip off. And by the way, the Bucks lead this series 3-1, Mace. So if they forfeited this game, I don't think they would lose the series anyway.
But it sounds like Orlando is also going to participate.
Well, now, hold on. Now Milwaukee, there are some players, but not enough to play, that are walking towards the court. So this is a developing situation here. And I'm not sure how this is going to go. At the very least, this is going to be delayed.
Yeah.
And maybe that's what they've elected to do, is simply delay the game. NBA officials are now in the Milwaukee locker room, people from the league, determining whether or not we're going to have a game. The horn that goes off, Mace, to basically announce that you need to get in line and get ready for the anthem, has just gone off. And there are no players on the court.
Yep. Well, and, you know, let's be honest. I get it, man. I totally get it. I think all of us at this point are absolutely sick from the violence that we've seen. Not just George Floyd now, 8 minutes and 46 seconds. Not just Breonna Taylor, who was caught in a crossfire in her own house. Jacob Blake in Kenosha, Wisconsin, shot, I think it was 7 times in the back. It was either 7 or 8 times in the back with his 3 little kids in the car. The violence is so visceral. And each one of these incidents now sort of piles on emotionally to the last one. And I think that's what we saw last night when Doc Rivers spoke to the media after the Clippers beat Dallas.
What stands out to me is just watching the Republican convention and this spewing this fear, right? Like, all you hear Donald Trump and all of them talking about fear. We're the ones getting killed. We're the ones getting shot. We're the ones that were denied to live in certain communities. We've been hung. We've been shot. And all you do is keep hearing about fear. It's amazing to me why we keep loving this country. And this country does not love us back. And it's really so sad. Like, I should just be a coach. And it's so often reminded of my color. You know, it's just really sad. We got to do better. But we got to demand better. Like, we got, you know, it's funny. We protest and they send riot guards, right? They send people in riot outfits. They go to Michigan with guns and they're spitting on cops and nothing happens. The training has to change in the police force. The unions have to be taken down in the police force. My dad was a cop. I believe in good cops. We're not trying to defund the police and take all their money away. We're trying to get them to protect us, just like they protect everybody else. And how dare the Republicans talk about fear? We're the ones that need to be scared. We're the ones having to talk to every black child. What white father has to give his son a talk about being careful if you get pulled over?
And there's Doc from last night. And by the way, it looks like there are no players on the floor right now.
That's correct.
In Orlando, where the Magic are expected to face, were expected to face the Milwaukee Bucks. And Bucks players considering sitting out Game 5 in protest. It's, you know, and a lot of guys now, John, are saying, I don't even think we should be here. I don't even think we should be playing basketball. It's not important enough given the scope of what's happening in our country and our culture right now. That's what some players are saying right now. I would still argue, and I challenged LZ on this yesterday. I think players have done a phenomenal job of highlighting. And are those officials leaving the floor now, John?
They are walking off back to the officials' locker room, yes. We have a delay, and we may have a cancellation.
Yeah, very well could be. And I would imagine if there is one, there's not going to be just one cancellation.
I don't know that. It is...
I mean, granted, this Kenosha, Wisconsin, right there where Milwaukee is, and so it is right in the Bucks' backyard that this took place. And we already know that Mark Spears has been talking to Toronto Raptors guys all day long. They're talking about boycotting tomorrow night's Game 1, Celtics and Toronto. And so that conversation is going on too. But I got to believe that Michelle Roberts, Players Union, Adam Silver, they're all on this right now.
Well, keep in mind that Chris Paul is the president of the Players Association, and he's scheduled to play in a couple hours here. Going back to that Doc Rivers clip you played, that thing is just heartbreaking, man.
Yeah.
I can't believe that so many of my coworkers, especially with the Lakers, because, obviously when you work for a basketball team, the stars of your organization are mostly black, and I just can't believe they have to have that conversation. That conversation with their kids. I mean, it's just, I can't believe this is our country. That Doc Rivers, who, you know, gets paid millions of dollars a year, he's got an NBA championship, and that he feels that way. That, if that doesn't...
That one line, John, we love our country and our country doesn't love us back.
And why?
Wow. What,
you know, why? Why? I don't get it. I mean, I'm not saying I don't get that it exists. I know it does, but I just, it's so heartbreaking. And I said this yesterday, I'll say it again today. If these players don't play, I'm not going to criticize them.
No, not at all.
I don't think they deserve any criticism. People are going to say, and you know, the Lakers very well may play later today. LeBron has been pretty adamant from the beginning that the best way for them, and LeBron talked about this after the win on Monday night, the best way for them to use their platform is to play, win, and then talk. He pointed out, one of the Laker players pointed out that Rob Pelinka does a series of things he calls genius talks.
Yeah, yeah.
And he brought in John Carlos and Tommy Smith. I think he brought in one of them to talk to the team. And
And John Carlos and Tommy Smith were African-American athletes who won gold and silver in Mexico City in 68, and then on the medal stand gave the Black Power salute.
And the point that they made when they came and talked to the Lakers players was, first, we had to get on the medal stand.
Yep.
Had we elected not to race, it wouldn't have had the impact that it did. So you can make the argument that you were making earlier that you can play and use your platform to get it out. But I'm putting myself in their shoes. That's what they've been trying, Mace. They've been trying that. They've been kneeling before games. They got Black Lives Matter on the court. They've all been talking about it. Every Laker answered questions with justice for Breonna Taylor rather than answering the question that was asked.
And by the way, there is no justice for Breonna Taylor. There has been no arrest and no charges.
And
yeah.
Now we see this shooting over the weekend in Wisconsin. And in their eyes, nothing's changing. You heard it in Doc Rivers' voice. The guy was practically in tears.
Yep.
This is a tough guy. And it just – I don't know what else they can do. They've tried everything to play and get the message out, and I can see that to them it's not working.
You know? It's not working. But the question is, what can they do? What can these athletes do to impact what's happening in our nation's streets right now? What can they do? You can play. You cannot play. You can talk in your post-game availability or your pre-game availability. But to some degree, what can any of us do? I mean, unfortunately, there are some bad cops out there who – actually, let's hold this. Let's take some calls on this. I don't know what players should do, what they can do. I mean, I understand it. They're looking for something dramatic. They're looking to make a statement, and postponing a game certainly does do that. But what else can they do? 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-ESPN.
Shams now reporting, Shams Charani now reporting that the Bucks formalized the decision before the game to boycott this game against Orlando. Magic players wanted to play, but with no opponent, they returned to the locker room.
Yep.
This is a stunning development. Mace, I can't remember. There may have been a time, and maybe some of the callers or the listeners can remind me, but I can't ever remember a team sitting out a game in protest. Games have been missed because there have been a hole in the roof and there's water on the floor.
Sure.
There have been saved to hurricanes, and there have been reasons, natural disasters. There, you know, obviously COVID wiped out a ton of games this year. But can you think of a time really in any sport where a baseball, basketball, football, or hockey team has refused to play as a matter of protest?
Not off the top of my head.
Especially a playoff game.
Especially a game of this level, of this magnitude. Yeah, I can't think of one off the top of my head. Maybe somebody listening can. 877-710-ESPN. Let me tell you about Jacob Imrani.
By the way, Woj, before you get into it, Woj now reporting the Bucks have decided to boycott Game 5.
Okay, there it is. And I assume Orlando's doing the same. It's not going to be a forfeit, is it?
I think it probably would be because Orlando will. Shams is reporting Orlando wanted to play, and it's the Bucks and it's their home game, even though it's in the bubble.
Yeah,
that the Bucks are the ones deciding to boycott. So we'll see. If Adam Silver was smart, he would just delay it and play it on a different day.
Totally agree. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, let's set the stage with all the stuff that is going on right now. The Lakers will play tonight, we think. No word otherwise. They'll play the Trailblazers. They're up 3-1 in that first-round best-of-seven playoff series. Game 5 is tonight. Damian Lillard will not play, injured his knee in Game 4. Meanwhile, the critical Game 5 in the Houston-OKC series, it is 2-2. Winner of that series will face the Lakers in the second round. That game starts at 3:30, and Russell Westbrook is expected to return for the Rockets. Clippers blew the doors off Dallas last night, 154-111, and the Dodgers lost to the Giants 10-8 in 11 innings. Donovan Solano with the two-run walk-off home run in the 11th. Loss goes to Dennis Santana, and the home runs for the Dodgers included Seager and Muncy. They both hit their 8 home runs. So there's just sort of the big picture of what's going on. And then down in Orlando, we've had a major development where the Milwaukee Bucks have decided not to play their Game 5 against the Orlando Magic. We don't know if this is a forfeit. We don't know if this is two teams agreeing not to play, but it stems from the tragic killing of Jacob Blake in Kenosha, Wisconsin on Sunday in broad daylight, shot 7 times in the back. He's paralyzed from the waist down. His 3 little kids were in the car when this took place.
And I'm getting a lot of questions. I know that a lot of questions being asked. What does this mean for the rest of the day? Do the Thunder play the Rockets? You set the stage, Mace, as if those games were going to be played. We don't know if they are, if they aren't. They are, as of right now, still scheduled, including a Laker game tonight that we plan to carry for you if it happens at 6 o'clock. And right now, it is still scheduled to happen. But this is a fluid story.
Yep.
It is evolving. A little background for you, Mace. You remember Shannon Brown, who played for the Lakers?
Oh, of course, yeah.
Okay. Shannon has a younger brother, Sterling,
okay,
who plays for the Bucks. He's a reserve. He comes off the bench. Sterling had, and it was on tape, a very ugly incident with the Milwaukee Police Department, which he outlined in the Players Tribune. They have tried to settle with him. He has decided, this happened in January of 2018.
Yep.
He has decided not to settle because he wants everyone to watch the tape. He wants everyone to watch how he was treated. And he was an active player for the Bucks when they did this to him. So the Bucks have already in their locker room a point of reference that other NBA teams may not have.
Yeah.
First, that happened to Sterling Brown in 2018. And now in Kenosha, Wisconsin, over the weekend, the Jacob Blake incident. So the Bucks, perhaps, you could make the argument, are more personally affected by this than a typical NBA team. So that may be part of the reason why they've elected, according to Adrian Wojnarowski of ESPN, to boycott today's game. They are up 3-1 in that series over the Orlando Magic. They are the number one seed in the East. They have the best regular season record in the NBA. So they're the number one overall seed. I think they put all those things together, Steve, and they looked and they said, well, we're the number one seed. We're the team that's favored in Las Vegas. There are things more important to us,
yep,
than playing basketball. And you're seeing the end result of it today. I assume this game will not be played. I assume. So far, I'm still looking at a picture of the court. There's nobody there but Adrian Wojnarowski and Sham Sharania, two,
yep,
of the guys considered to be the leading newsbreakers in basketball, both reporting the Bucks have decided to sit it out. And now Malik Andrews reporting game balls are being put away.
There you go. And now we wait and see what happens at 3:30 when the Houston Rockets play Chris Paul in the Oklahoma City Thunder. Chris Paul, president of the Players Union. Later on, Lakers scheduled to tip off at 6 o'clock tonight. We assume that's going to happen. We don't know. We assume it's going to happen. 4 o'clock is pregame. But today, the tragic killing of Jacob Blake has sort of taken the NBA bubble and turned it upside down as players are expressing their disgust and their frustration for this terrible, terrible incident that happened in Kenosha, Wisconsin on Sunday. I said killing, by the way. He's not dead.
Jacob Blake.
Yeah, yeah, he was shot.
He is paralyzed. He was shot 7 times. He's paralyzed below the waist. We have no idea if that's permanent. Hopefully not. But this is a – and we played the Doc Rivers clip. This is a real if you think that NBA players are just going to sweep this under the rug and forget about it, they're not. They're just not. You can hear it in their voices. You can hear in how many people have commented on it, from LeBron to George Hill. Jaylen Brown, one of the bright young stars of the Boston Celtics, sent out a one-line tweet today saying, "I want to go protest."
Yep.
And he can't because he's in a bubble. And if he leaves the bubble, he would, you know, he can't come back in without quarantining, and he would hurt his team. So, I mean, these are real issues. These guys can't go home. They can't be with their families. They can't, you know, they're sitting in a hotel complex, unable to do whatever they want to do.
Yes.
And you heard Doc Rivers talk about how you have to have these conversations with your kids. Most of these players, LeBron has, you know, 2 young boys.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I'm sure he wants to be with his kids. Here's Jamal Murray, Donovan Mitchell. They're all tweeting in support of the Bucks. This could turn into a mammoth NBA story, and it could happen in the next hour.
Yeah. All right. We promised you some phone calls. We'll get some phone calls coming up next. 877-710-ESP. Oh, no, actually, Kyle Goon is going to join us. He's down in the bubble. Kyle Goon from the Orange County Register. We'll check in with him. Then we will get some of your phone calls in here, and we'll do a bunch of the normal stuff at the top of the hour. We'll talk about a bunch of stuff we haven't talked about yet in the scoop. And by the way, just as a total aside, as a total non sequitur, we all have dogs. Today is National Dog Day.
Excellent.
Yes. All right. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Your body drive me crazy. Your body need a
710 ESPN, Mason in Ireland. It is a, wow, it's a crazy day in sports, a crazy day in the NBA. Players now from the Milwaukee Bucks reacting to the shooting of Jacob Blake in Kenosha, Wisconsin, have elected to sit out game 5 of their series with Orlando in protest. What we don't know is if Orlando is joining them in the protest, or if this goes down as a forfeit.
And there are 2 other games scheduled today. OKC in Houston. Chris Paul has just arrived at the arena along with Billy Donovan and the rest of the Thunder. They walked in. We don't know what they're planning to do, but they're scheduled to tip off against Houston at 3:30. And then the game we have for you, Lakers-Portland, 6 o'clock tonight.
And we have no word that the game is not going to happen. We just don't know what is going to happen.
Correct. We're preparing for it as if the games are happening later.
Yes.
Both Thunder Rockets. And by the way, Thunder Rockets is the game that is the series that would determine who the Lakers would play next. Now, Mace, I think that this is totally fluid. Does Milwaukee, are they boycotting one game? Are they going to announce today that they're done? We don't know. They haven't talked yet. I'm looking at a picture of the court. There are no players, no officials, no anybody. Just a couple of camera guys sitting around waiting.
Yeah, yeah.
And we'll get some reaction from you. 877-710-ESPN. 877-710-3776. Here's Blaine in Thousand Oaks. Hey, Blaine, you're on 710 ESPN.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Love your show.
Good, Blaine. Thank you, man.
It was probably a first for me, but I actually agreed with Dwight Howard when he was on the fence and he said, you know, he might not play because sports would divert and dilute the energy and the focus of the Floyd protest. But, you know, money always wins out and the season started. But, you know, no amount of players putting on, you know, catchphrases or token phrases on their backs to ease their guilt is going to be an effective path to take this problem head on. And just as just as money is the motivation to start up the all sports, it can also be used to get people's attention when you take it away. And that's my take.
All right, thank you, Blaine.
Thank you.
Appreciate the phone call.
I think what players are doing in this entire process, they're actually being selfless. They're actually looking at something bigger than what they do for a living. They're looking at something bigger than winning a championship. They're looking at something bigger than playoff games. They're looking at the future of the country and the way African Americans are treated by bad cops. And Doc Rivers touched on a couple of things that that I wanted to touch on, John. One is the fact that I hate this whole defund the police thing. And I know it's going around, and I know protesters are talking about it. I hate this defund the police thing. I think instead you should reinvest into police departments, into training, into how to avoid escalating a situation, in terms of community policing. I think we need to invest in our police departments as opposed to defund them, which is an idea I've never really understood.
And, we've covered a lot of stories over the years where the name of something hijacks the cause of it.
Yes.
And that may be going on a little bit here. Most people I've talked to about this issue don't want to. I mean, I think that they're, for political purposes, some people have said they're going to defund the police and you won't have a police department. I've never heard anybody fully suggest that. I've never heard any reasonable person say
no. And like the city of Los Angeles, by the way, diverted some police funds to neighborhoods, underserved neighborhoods, and charitable organizations in those neighborhoods. So I guess that in a sense is defunding the police, but what we need is more training. And the other thing Doc brought up is unions. I mean, this is a case where police officers protect other police officers, almost no matter what. And I think we've got to reach a point where the good officers, report that there is a bad officer. Right? The good officers have to say, hey, wait a minute. This isn't right. This is, you're handling this situation improperly. And I know it's a union and I know everybody sticks together, but as long as everybody sticks together, we won't be able to root out the bad cops.
Oh, boy, this story has so many ways where it could turn now.
Yep.
The social media reaction, for the most part, has been very pro-Milwaukee, has been very pro-Bucks. They are being supported, at least by the people that I follow, and I follow over 1,000 people, most of them newsmakers, are mostly supportive of what Milwaukee has decided to do. Now, the question is, do the Thunder and the Rockets follow suit for their game at 3:30? If they don't, do the Lakers and the Blazers play tonight at 6:00? These are all things that we are keeping an eye on, and we will continue to let you react. If you're just joining us, the Milwaukee Bucks are sitting out their playoff game today. They were scheduled to tip it off at 1:00. They never took the floor. They are now packing up and going home. They are doing it in response to the shooting of Jacob Blake. And now we wait and see how other teams react to what Milwaukee has done. 877-710-ESPN. 877-710-3776 is our phone number if you want to weigh in.
Two quick tweets. Chris Broussard, much respect to the Bucks. I've never been more proud of black athletes in my adult life. This is the courage, sacrifice, and love for our people. We need to get true justice and equality. Salute, brothers. Meanwhile, Chris Mannix retweeted this, and there's a lot of really hateful stuff toward players also on Twitter right now. Chris Mannix retweeted this guy. What normal person with a functioning brain gives an F what 15 to 30 spoiled brats think about anything? They being paid in millions know nothing about injustice or anything. Thinking anything like this will make a difference is ludicrous. So there's that floating around.
Okay, so
on social
media
too.
You know how I'd respond to that guy?
Huh.
If he doesn't think a small group of citizens can make a difference, he hasn't been paying attention. You know why?
Why?
It's the only thing that ever has.
Right.
It's the only thing that ever has. It's you know, it's Rosa Parks refusing to go, you know, it's sitting in the back of the bus. It's Jackie Robinson breaking the color barrier. It always starts with something like this. We were talking about Tommy Smith and John Carlos Mace. Those guys were basically ostracized from sports after they did that.
They were.
They paid a tremendous penalty. Like Muhammad Ali paid they locked Muhammad Ali up when he wouldn't go to war. And look on the side of history that John Carlos, Tommy Smith, and Muhammad Ali are on. If you don't understand, if you don't get what the Milwaukee Bucks are trying to do today, then you're not looking at the bigger picture.
LeBron James has tweeted, all caps, F this man, we demand change, sick of it.
Well, that might be an indicator.
Very well could
be. What we can expect later. All right. We'll get to your calls, and we'll continue to cover this breaking story, game off in the Orlando bubble, Milwaukee, Orlando. I don't even know, Mace, if I can use the word postponed. I think I have to use the word boycotted.
Boycotted.
By the Bucks, right?
Canceled. Yeah, no, as of this moment, all we know is boycott.
Yep.
And the headline on NBA TV is Bucks players sitting out Game 5 in protest. It does not say anything about the Orlando Magic players.
Well, they didn't have much of a choice, right? If you and I are going to compete in something and one of us doesn't show up, it kind of writes the ticket for the other one, doesn't it?
Exactly. Absolutely does. All right, 877-710-ESPN. We'll get some of your phone calls in here. Mason in Ireland, 710-ESPN. 710-ESPN, Mason in Ireland. It is a very, very strange and dramatic day in sports, as NBA players down in Orlando are reacting now to the shooting of Jacob Blake in Kenosha, Wisconsin on Sunday. And the Milwaukee Bucks have decided, I guess along with the Orlando Magic, that they will not play their Game 5, which was scheduled to start a little while ago.
Mace, the Bucks are owned by a couple of finance guys, Mark Lazary and Wes Edens. And Alex Lazary, who is Mark's son, who works for the team, he's an executive vice president, he would basically be their Joey Buss, just tweeted this. Some things are bigger than basketball. The stand taken today by the players and organization shows that we're fed up. Enough is enough. Change needs to happen. I'm incredibly proud of our guys. We stand 100% behind our players, ready to assist and bring about real change. So they've got the full support of ownership here in what they're doing. And I think this is just the beginning of this story.
Don't you? I do too. I mean, I can't imagine, you know, when I see that LeBron James tweet, which he sent out just a little while ago, when I see that, F this man, we demand change, sick of it, in all caps, it makes me wonder if we're going to see a Lakers-Portland Trailblazers game tonight.
I'm sure they're talking about it. And it would seem, I think that the game that's on in between, the one that involves Oklahoma City and Houston that's supposed to tip at 3:30.
Yes.
That involves Chris Paul, the president of the Players Association. If he sits out, if he doesn't play, I think that then you start to wonder, is this a one-day thing? Is this potentially through the weekend, end of the bubble, you know, whatever. I think that it is – now we're seeing multiple reports that the Lakers are meeting and talking about it amongst themselves. So – we should have some news here. Bleacher Report and Shams reporting Rockets and OKC players now planning to boycott Game 5.
They are.
Now, that's just Shams.
Well, I mean, Shams is pretty good.
Yeah, he's normally pretty solid. And this is an extraordinary gesture by these guys.
Sure.
I hope they get paid.
Hope they get paid.
You know, I think obviously the teams have taken a tremendous bath financially this year, and but you know, it'd be very easy to make the argument you don't show up for work, you don't get paid.
Although I mean, I'm assuming that this game will ultimately be played. So you would be paid when the game is played,
why are you
right?
assuming that?
You think the whole thing is going to be canceled?
I think the whole thing is up in the air, don't you?
No.
I think it's a one-day thing?
You think the whole thing, the entire bubble, may be over?
I don't know, but I think it's possible. I think that anything is possible at this point. Don't you? You don't? I'm not going to assume anything.
Yeah, I can't believe.
Shams now just tweeted again, decision made, Rockets Thunder off.
Okay.
So that's Shams.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's possible. I guess it's possible that the whole thing could go away.
It depends. If they're going to make a tremendous statement just by skipping this one day. I know I've heard LeBron talk about this before. He feels like they have a bigger platform if they play and advocate their cause that way. But I think this is a tremendous statement on their part that they now recognize, look, no one's listening. These changes that we are demanding and wanting aren't happening. And we need to change our tactics.
Yeah, yeah. Tweets coming in. Dave Olguin, support the boycott 100%. Would have liked to have seen the Bucks take the court as if they were going to play and then conduct a sit-in. Either way, for what it's worth, they have my support. Hashtag Black Lives Matter. Emo Laker fan, George Carlin talked about how the police should have two requirements for their training, intelligence and decency. He said that in a stand-up act. Somehow that's not sinking in with some police.
Well, you know, that was my biggest reaction when I watched the actual tape of the Jacob Blake. Why didn't they tackle him? They didn't have to shoot him. They had a bunch of guys right around him. Just tackle him.
By the way, I'm getting a lot of negative reaction to this boycott, John.
I'm not.
Yeah, bro, boycott your fans. That'll teach them.
Well, there are no fans at these games.
Ratings are down huge as it is. I don't think many viewers will care. There's a lot of that kind of stuff floating around on my Twitter timeline.
Well, there are some things that you have to be willing to, you know, to put up with if you're going to make a statement. And I think that I fully support, maybe I'll get in trouble for this, but I fully support the players.
I don't know how you can get in trouble for that.
Well, you just said that the sentiment's running against.
Oh, the sentiment's run. I mean, there are negative tweets that are floating around out there. I think generally speaking, most of the reaction is very good, but there is this weird this negative reaction to it from some NBA fans and some sports fans.
Well, everybody, you know, one thing about living in America, everybody has the right to their opinion. I think I can have an opinion, you can disagree with it, and we can have a conversation about it. I'll tell you one thing the players did today. They started a whole new conversation, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
You know, we're talking about different things now.
Freddy Fuego, I wish the NBA was united against China, but let's not talk about that.
The Rockets... Chris Paul is not dressed. Russell Westbrook is, but they're walking. It appears to be Chris Paul is not dressed to play basketball.
Correct.
They're talking about what they're doing. You know what their next move is.
Yeah, they're done. That game is not happening.
Okay, and so now we await word on the Lakers.
Yep, Lakers would be the third game of the day. Lakers versus Blazers, game five.
Should we do the scoop or would it be inappropriate today? What do you think? I think we should probably skip it.
Do you? I mean, it's a bunch of stuff that we haven't talked about.
Yeah, up to you. I've got it ready.
Yeah, because there are a bunch of other stories that I think we should at least touch on. That's the point.
Okay.
Actually, break, and we'll bring Michael on.
Okay.
Michael Thompson will come on. And then we'll get to some of the other, because there's a bunch of stuff going on today that we haven't talked about. We've really been focused on the NBA story, which is a huge one and a breaking one.
Chris but there's Haynes. Other... You know who Chris Haynes is, right?
Of course, yeah.
Really good reporter. Just tweeted, Lakers and Blazers leaning toward boycotting Game 5 tonight. But that's not an official announcement. He just says they're leaning towards it.
Okay. So coming up next for you, Michael Thompson will join us. We'll get his thoughts on this. We will get you the other stories of the day in the scoop. All that stuff is coming up for you. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.